Fantastic team victory, but it's great to see everybody, by the way. It's a fantastic team victory this past weekend for us. It's great to be 1-0 in the division, and as we all know, especially in this division, those wins are hard to come by, especially on the road. So it's great to be 1-0 in the division, and that's a tough place to play. We earned that victory. There's no doubt about it. I'm really proud of the way our players stepped up. You know, we had a couple tough situations there in the beginning of the game that, you know, we obviously didn't punch the ball in when we wanted to. But we kept fighting and scratching and clawing and playing with a bunch of passion, energy, and swagger like we talk about all the time, and found a way to get the ball into the end zone. I was really pleased with the way we ran the ball in the second half. I think we had 74 yards rushing. And the thing that was a pleasant that was good to see was we ran the ball when they knew we were going to run it. And, you know, we had some loaded boxes in there. And, you know, they were bringing cover zero, cover zero, cover zero. And we just kept finding a way to get three, four. You know, we broke one. So it was good to see us, you know, run the ball with a little bit more consistency in the second half. To say that this is going to be a challenge for us this week is obviously an understatement. The Denver Broncos defense is a fabulous unit. They're ranked number one in the league for a reason, and they show it on the field, not only up front in their front seven, but also in the secondary. They play with a ton of speed. They play with a ton of energy, and they rally to the football better than most teams I've seen in the league so far this season.
Hey, John, what was your view of the latest Gary Barnidge circus catch last
week? You know, Gary's one of those guys that nothing surprised me with Gary anymore. It really doesn't. I mean, Gary, like I always say, Gary's preparation and the way he handles his business in this building, it's not a surprise Gary's having the success he's having. I think anytime you have a big body that can occupy the middle of the field, it's a plus for this offense. It really is, or for any offense.
Are you designed by ear as you kind of read your receiving group and kind of judge what has happened and what you're going to do next? You wouldn't predict that the group you had out there at Baltimore was going to generate 450 passing yards.
Yeah, you know, I think our coaching staff does a great job. I was just up there with Pete, and we have a ton of personnel groupings where we stick specific guys on the field in specific places to do certain things that they do well. And it's not just running plays. It's making sure they're the right plays and you got the right guys running those plays. I mean, I always tell our coaching staff, we could easily, you know, briefcase coach and leave here at the building at 5 o'clock and say, yeah, hey, we got a great plan. But, you know, you got to make sure the guys you got running those spots are doing the things that they do well. And that to me, that's coaching.
How do you stop that pass rush?
I'm sorry?
The pass rush, how do you slow down that?
Denver's? Well, I'll tell you, you know, good question. You know, we're going to try to get the ball out of our hand. We're going to change up some protections and try to keep them off balance as much as we can. But it's definitely a pass rush that we're going to respect, but at the same time, we're not going to shy away from. I think that as the week goes on, we'll find out more about the ankle. But, you know, obviously he was limited yesterday. But I think as the week goes on, we'll know more about the ankle.
You had mentioned last week you gave McCown a run-pass option on a play. How often do you do that in general with him? And how much does his ability to diagnose it and get into the right play help? How much does that help you out?
It's good. I'm not, you know, I don't want to say how many times we did it from a strategic, you know, advantage for the other team. But it's more than a few, and it's great that he sees the field. I mean, you know, a couple of those were in crucial situations. We really needed a play to get us back into manageable situations on third down. And I think those plays, when you see Josh making those types of plays, I think that's why you saw us last week have the success we did on third down, was because we got back into manageable.
John, you've received a lot of good press this week yourself, you know, for the job that's Josh is doing. How do you handle that?
I'll be honest with you. No offense to anyone. I don't really read much. I really don't. You know, there's going to be some weeks that when you have good weeks that you're going to get that praise. And believe me, you know, there's going to be some weeks when it doesn't go so good that you're going to get it the other way. And that's the price you pay when you want to sit in the big boy chair.
When you came here to cover this job. How did you look at this offense? Was it a major task you were looking at?
I think any time you're running an offense in the NFL is a major task, whether you have 11 Pro Bowlers or 11 rookies. I think it's a very, very challenging task, one that takes time, a lot of preparation, because obviously this is the best of the best in terms of both players and coaches.
What did you think last year when Josh was going 1-10 in Tampa? What led you to believe that he was going to be any good anymore?
I know because of my past with Josh. If I hadn't had that past with Josh, I probably wouldn't have known that. Just knowing what type of person he is, knowing how he prepares, knowing the leadership that he brings to not only the offense but to the team, you know, those are the things I had. So I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure I would have known that if I hadn't been with Josh in 07.
What do you think is this the best defense you've faced so
far? Absolutely. Well, the hardest thing that any defense, whether it be the Denver Broncos or whoever, is when you can get home rushing four people. Okay, when you can get home rushing four people, okay, and you drop seven into coverage, it really can make for a long day if you're not protecting up front. So that's the first thing we're going to have to concentrate on, is blocking their front four, and then we'll worry about the peripheral after that. So we're going to concentrate on blocking those front four guys. The other thing is the amount of, to me, physicality that this team plays at every position. I mean, those corners want to get their hands on you. You know, their safeties want to grab you and get you at the line of scrimmage. I see this team running to the football more than any team we've played so far this year. And the overall speed of the defense is something that stands out to me on tape. So I really, again, like last week, I said against the Ravens, I really like our plan this week. But it's going to be a challenge like it is every week in this league.
What element does Wolf add to the defense now that he's been back to the game?
I'm sorry?
Wolf, what element does he add now that he's been back to the game?
You know, they're just so deep at every position. I mean, you just added depth. And that you see it in the DB position. You see it in the linebacker position. You see it in the D-line. I mean, I think they do a great job of rotating guys in and out and keeping them fresh, and he just adds to the overall depth they have on their defense.
Some people give him a hard time for the way he runs, call him stiff. Do you notice that? And is he a better athlete than maybe he looks just glancing at him?
Gary's a very humble guy. And I don't know how he views himself, but the way I view him is I think he's a much better athlete than he gives himself credit for. I really do. I think from day one he's shown tremendous ball skills and is able to separate. And the thing that Gary understands is, Gary has a great understanding of leverage on defenders. I mean, he's not afraid to make contact with a defender while keeping his outside shoulder free if he knows he's making an outbreaking move. Those little tricks of the trade that I think Gary has really, I don't want to say mastered, but gotten a lot better at an understanding.
Where do you go with Dwayne Bowe at this point? What's the situation there, and what's the future?
We're going to need Dwayne at some point this year. There's no doubt about it. It's a long season. I don't count games, but this is week six, right? So we're going to have 10 games after this. And we're going to need Dwayne at some point this season. There's no doubt about it. And we just got to keep him going. And I see progress from Dwayne every week.
Any chance that he might get on the field this week, or is it not yet?
That's on the head coach, you know, the inactives and those things. So, but we always have a plan for every scenario.
As a guy who's coached quarterbacks for a long time, I know it's the other side of the ball that you're studying right now, but what do you think of when you think of Peyton Manning? What's his legacy in your mind, and what sets him apart from all the other greats who play the position?
Well, I can tell you this. When I was in college, there was no bigger Peyton Manning fan than me, okay? And, you know, I always used to joke with Charles Woodson, I'm still mad at him for stealing the Heisman from him. But, I mean, Peyton Manning, I mean, what else can you say? I mean, what a career, he's having. I mean, the guy's just a total pro, does everything right. You know, and I got to know Eli, his brother, when I was at the Giants, and been around Peyton a few times. And I mean, the guy's just a football player, loves football. I mean, you can't say enough great things about Peyton Manning.
Was Hart more limited the other day, and is he going to become, do you think, a consistent ball catcher?
Yeah, I think, you know, depending on the flow of the game and where we're going with the ball at certain times, I probably need to get Brian on the field a little bit more. There's no doubt about it. You know, it's just we spread the ball around so much, and that's to me that's I think that's part of the reason why we're having a little success is because you know we teams can't focus on just one person, and that's something that we strive to do. But yeah, I mean, Brian to me again, I'm high on Brian Hartline, as you guys all know. Yeah, well, the first thing he does is he stands in the pocket. I mean, on third and long, you know you're probably going to get hit because it's probably going to be a second or third hitch throw to get to the sticks, and you know you're going to get hit. So to me, number one, toughness and staying in the pocket is one reason why he's very good on third and long. And number two, I think he has a great understanding of what we're trying to do offensively and what the defense has given him. So, and he's not been afraid to check the ball down.